Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A renowned child psychologist reckons the issues that lead kids to crime are probably not best dealt with initially in the criminal justice system, rather a welfare system. Dr. Michael Cargreg says in order to make it work, though, it would need to be adequately resourced, and it's not. His comments come following a vow from Premier Stephen Miles not to look at juvenile detention as a last resort.
So if, as part of their resorting argument, there's more money that goes into social welfare, as well as caring for young people when they've stuffed up, then let's go for it.
Volunteer organisation Crime Stoppers has received more anonymous tips than this time last year. CEO David Hansen says the 9% increase is great, and interestingly, phone call reports are overtaking digital ones.
Why that's important to us is the quality of information when you can actually talk to someone is so much better, and they've actually up 13%, so that's exciting for us.
He adds they're always looking for more volunteers with various roles available, from support at community events to helping with IT in the office. And Queensland researchers are trialling new tests in a bid to improve fertility outcomes for cattle. UQ Associate Professor Luis Prada-Ishova says one's looking at improving the diet of pregnant cattle 6 weeks before birth, hoping this could stop many calves from dying.
We hope to have a cost-benefit analysis done so we can demonstrate to the producers the benefit of investing in better nutrition of pregnant cows, and they can use that to decide if it's worthwhile doing their farm, what's the best way to do that.
He adds the Calves Alive program is in its second year of data collection, with the project to be complete in 2026, surveying a total of over 12,000 cows. And disability organisations are applauding new ways to make finding suitable rentals easier. It's as some sites have begun displaying what accessibility options are available at a property. Spinal Life Australia CEO Mark Townsend says it's now up to the real estate agent to list everything that's on offer.